الحديث الخامس عن جابر رضي الله عنه أنه غزا مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قبل نجد. الحديث. We are still in this chapter of having yaqeen on Allah Ta'ala and to tawakkul, put our full trust on Allah Ta'ala. Yaqeen is that in which there is no doubt. If there is 1% of doubt, then that yaqeen doesn't remain. It becomes all doubt. So it's very important we have to work that we have full conviction on the existence of Allah Ta'ala, the oneness, the qudrat, the power, all the sifat and qualities of Allah Ta'ala. On the life of akhirat, qabr, the day of qiyamah, jannat, jahannam, we must have full yaqeen on them. And tawakkul, we must put our full trust on Allah Ta'ala. In this hadith, the fifth hadith in this chapter, and the 78th hadith in the kitab, also demonstrates the tawakkul, the full trust, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, hid in Allah Ta'ala, and that can only come when a person has got yaqeen on Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Jabir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that annahu ghaza ma'an nabiyyi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qibla Najdi. He went with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam on an expedition for jihad towards Najd. فلما قفل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قفل معه. And when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was returning from Najd, we also returned with him. We were all together. فأدركتهم القائلة في واد كثير العظام. And then afternoon came the time for Qaylula. It was in a valley in which there were many thorn trees. In that valley it was the time for afternoon and the time for Qaylula. فنزل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام got off his mount in order to make Qaylula now. وتفرق الناس يستضلون بشجر. And then the people also got off their mounts and all looked for shady places in order to make Qaylula now and to rest. ونزل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم تحت الثمرة. And then Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام got off and he rested under the acacia tree, which is also a thorny tree, and he rested under that tree. فَعَلَّقَ بِهَا سَيْفَهُ. And he took his sword and he hung it on the tree, and he was laid down now to rest to make Qaylula. وَنِمْنَا نَوْمَةً. He says, we, the Sahaba, we also had taken our places at various under various trees, and we also slept awake. We all made Qaylula. Qaylula is a very important aspect also. Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, to make Qaylula with the niyat of sunnat is more virtuous than making tahajjud, which is nafal. So it is very important. Qaylula is from 1 minute to 1 hour. Which even just 1 minute, a person just puts his head down. Even if we are sitting at the desk, just fold our arms on the desk and put our head down and make niyat of Qaylula. And if we can, lie down for 5-10 minutes, and the most an hour, not more than that. This is also very, very valuable for the health. In the hadith it comes, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali taught us, Qilu, fa inna shaytana la taqilu. We make Qaylula because shaytan does not make Qaylula. Oppose his way. Shaytan is very busy. He wants to mislead all the people. So he has got no time to rest. Allah made our deen so comfortable, by which our dunya also gets made, our akhirat also. So they all rested. فَإِذَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَدْرُونَ. Then we heard while we were resting, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam called for us. He called for us to come to him. وَإِذَا عِنْدَهُ عَرَابِيٌ. And then we saw there was a Bedouin that was standing near with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فقال Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, إِنَّ هَذَا إِخْطَرَتَ عَلَيَّ سَيْفِي. This Bedouin who you see standing here, he took my sword that was hanging on the tree and he unsheathed it and he stood on me. And with the sword, and I was now alone with him, and he had the sword over me. وَأَنَا نَعِيمٌ While I was sleeping, he stood on me. فَاسْتَيْقَظْتُ وَهُوَ فِي يَدِهِ سَلْطًا And then when I woke up, I saw that he's standing with the unsheathed sword, and he is now standing right at me. قال من يمنعك مني And he asked, who can protect you and save you from me now? I've got a sword over you, you are all alone, and you are there, and there's nobody with you. Who can help you? فقلت, I said, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, Allah, Salata, Allah, Allah, Allah will protect me. And he, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam had no fear. This is what we have to try to develop. Of course, we can never reach that tawakkul which Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam had, or that yaqeen. But that is what we have to strive for, that no matter what conditions come, Allah is there for me. Allah will protect me. No, whatever we face, وَلَمْ يُعَاقِبْهُ And Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam did not punish him also. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam did not take any revenge from him. And we will read in the riwayat in front more detail about this. وَجَلَسَ And sat down. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam sat and he also sat down. مُتَّفَخٌ عَلِيهِ So from this narration we understand the great importance of having tawakkul on Allah. And when we have that, Allah is there everywhere, all the time, for everyone. And who turns to Allah, Allah's help is for him. And there's no power greater than Allah. Whether a person has got the gun at your head, or whether anything else, whatever it might be, we just turn to Allah Ta'ala, and we cannot imagine how Allah's help comes. As we had read previously, when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was being thrown into the fire, at that time he said, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. Allah is sufficient for me. Allah will protect me. He did not even take the help of the malaika. He just trusted in Allah Ta'ala. And like that, many other occasions also. So we should also try and develop this trust in Allah Ta'ala. And no matter what happens, that Allah is sufficient for me. Allah will protect me. Even if it is from gunas, which are so tempting at times, and we feel we cannot save ourselves, just turn to Allah Ta'ala. And ask Allah to protect us. More than any physical harm, more harmful is when we commit gunas. So for that also ask Allah for His protection. It is only Allah who can protect us. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There is no turning away from any sin. And there is no power to do any good but by the will and the command of Allah. So in all circumstances, we should turn to Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us tawfiq to build that tawakkul and yaqeen. And then at every moment of our life, that we don't go blank. Sometimes a gun is at our head. That may be a blank gun, but we go blank at that time. We should have our consciousness and our trust and our ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us all tawfiq inshallah.